This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and I can't wait to hug my kids, says this, quote, frontline worker. I hate that phrase because it makes it out to be something it's not. I mean, if you want to talk about frontline workers, healthcare workers being frontline workers, that's fine, okay? But also include your gas station employees, your restaurant employees, and all of these other people's, because if the healthcare workers are the frontline, then so is your Starbucks barista.
Sure, anybody that encounters the public, presumably. If everyone's such a danger...
I almost refuse to drive home a certain way on Optical Avenue because they have signs out in front saying heroes work here, and find it so repugnant. I could not work at a place that put that up in front of it.
Here's the most offensive version, though, of that. So it's one thing for people who are, you know, doing what they consider to be essential work. I mean, I do tend to turn my nose up at it a little bit like you, but where it's really offensive is when it's on a government bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And they have it in front of the county.
I have not seen that.
It's in front of the county building. I don't know if it's still there, but it was earlier this year, the large signage with the Heroes Work Here thing. In front of a county building full of office-bound, pencil-pushing bureaucrats.
Oh, and they love their pencil-pushing nonsense.
Yeah. They're not interacting with members of the public in any significant manner whatsoever.
They're certainly not providing a useful service.
Yeah, they're surely hiding behind plexiglass and everything else. So, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
I have an appointment with the DMV. I can't wait to ask. I can't wait to see if they want me to wear a mask when I get my driver's license picture.
Don't do
taken.
It. Oh, during your driver's license picture.
I obviously didn't do it when I went there. I mean, they're a bureaucracy, so I went there, and they're like, oh, no, you didn't get this signed and notarized in triplicates. You have to reschedule an appointment, which, as I understand it, is everyone's first experience with the Keene DMV.
Yeah.
So I have to go back, obviously. But they did ask me to wear a mask. They said, do you have a mask you can put on? I said, no. They said, do you want one? I said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of
That's it.
So... I mean, they're the government, though. I think they recognize that they can't force me to wear a mask to be in there. But I know courts don't seem to recognize that basic right, as you've experienced in Concord.
That's true. That's a federal court. The other Concord court just wouldn't even let me in the door, but they won't let anybody in. They're closed.
Well, before we start talking about how kids are going to be even more messed up, because apparently some people haven't hugged their kids in 9 months, let's go to the phones. We've got Terry calling from New Hampshire. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there. Can a customer in New Hampshire without a mask on get a $500 fine?
In some places, like Nashua, I think.
Is it that high in Nashua? Is it up to $1,000, I think, in Nashua.
But it's the business that's in Nashua. Concord, it's the customer.
No. Nashua can go after anybody. Nashua's the most restrictive of all the New Hampshire city mask mandates. I don't think that there's a fine that is prescribed for the statewide mask mandate. However, it is the thing they're trying to dodge is the fact that any violation of a governor's orders, emergency orders, can be charged as a misdemeanor. So technically, there would be up to a $1,000 fine, I believe, on those.
Is there a website to apply for exemption from the governor?
See, you don't ask for exemption from the bureaucracy. You demand your exemption. You tell them that you are exempt. You tell them when they try to confront you. If you want to, you could go to a doctor and get a doctor's note if you feel like you have to have a piece of paper from another so-called authority, right? Because if you have a doctor's note, you're throwing your authority up against their so-called authority, because you've got a man with a PhD next to his name, and they've got a bureaucrat, so which authority wins? I don't know.
A lot of people won't accept that, though. A lot of businesses, and I know doctor excuses aren't permitted, like airlines.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if you have a doctor's excuse. You're either
can't
putting
fly.
On a mask or you're not flying.
That's right. So I would recommend it. Why? Do you live here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, an employee at Cumberland Farms in Franklin, New Hampshire, told me I would get a $500 fine if I was caught unmasked in a store.
Well, she's full of it, I think, or he is full of it. I suspect that's not going to happen. I have not yet heard of any individuals at all receiving any kind of fines for non-maskiness.
As much as I hate it, I would rather see that than seeing the businesses fined for allowing service to customers who aren't in masks. Because I oppose fascism more than I do whatever you would, just raw statism, I guess.
I mean, it's all bad to me, but yeah, I haven't heard about that happening yet, sir. So I wouldn't really worry about it.
I would recommend just go to a different store.
Well, yeah, go to a different store. But even if you did get a fine, you should fight it and not pay it, because only suckers pay government fines.
They usually drop it anyway.
Another customer behind me said that on Governor Sununu's website there was an exemption to apply for. I was just wondering if you heard about that one.
No, you don't apply for exemptions. So an application is begging. When you apply for a thing from the government, you're saying, please help me, give me this thing, give me this exemption, I need you to give me my hall pass or whatever. And a free person doesn't act like that.
Are you a native to New Hampshire, Terry?
Yes.
Are you on board with the live free or die idea?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just live free, man.
Just live free. Here's what I'd recommend you do. In addition to living free, familiarize yourself with your cell phone if you have a smartphone. There's usually a video camera app on your smartphone that you can put on your desktop, put on your quick, you know, access to where you can easily get to it. And if you find yourself in a conversation with a threatening employee or a threatening cop, and you are not feeling very good about that, you want to go ahead and pull out your camera and start recording it, it could turn the tables in your favor. At the very least, if it doesn't turn the tables in your favor, it could result in the person acting ridiculous on camera, which could be a viral video moment that may, you know, help people understand what these situations are like. So there's benefits that come from recording the situations. I personally withdraw from the situation of a private business. I'd rather not record in a private business. But if it does come down to a difficult situation, I will break my rule in that case. You know, like normally I won't record in somebody's business, but if there's a cop in there threatening somebody, then I'll probably pull out, you know, my camera and record.
Sure, because it's more important to hold the police accountable.
Correct. And I feel differently if it's just an employee. There was a woman, for instance, remember I was telling you that women get targeted for this stuff more often than men for not wearing masks? One of the, actually the same lady who got arrested for taking her kid to the park in Concord, she was in one of those beauty stores, like makeup selling stores, and these are called Sephora.
Okay.
And she was confronted because she wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, this was her who posted that video.
Yeah, by like a teenage girl who was in her mask and, you know, giving
her, you're going to kill my grandma.
Yeah, giving her what for not wearing a mask and basically saying she wasn't allowed in the store. It's like, well, just go somewhere else. But I don't think she was wrong for pulling out the camera in that particular situation. It's a heated situation, and you never know what someone's going to do.
Yeah.
So, I would say don't worry about it, man. Just have your camera ready in case something happens.
Terry, thank you so much for the call. That's all really good advice. You should always generally have your camera within arm's reach anyway, because we do have these thugs running around the streets, largely with impunity, who do whatever they want whenever they want, and it really doesn't matter what the law says.
And I think your prediction is correct, that if somebody does end up with one of these fines, that they will probably drop the charges, because this is, I think at least in New Hampshire's case, a big intimidation tactic by the state, but that they're not really following through, at least on the individual level, at least that we've seen so far. They don't want to go to trial, because if you go to trial, you have the chance of overturning their ordinance.
Yeah.
You could appeal, for instance, if you lose at the district court level or superior court or whatever, you could then, I think it's a district court. If you lose at district court, you can then appeal to the New Hampshire Supreme Court,
and you
for better
win.
For worse, you could win that.
I don't see how you couldn't. The First Amendment argument is airtight. You have the right to express yourself.
Speech,
freedom of speech.
And that includes facial expressions.
It does. And I'm sure there's been some point, you know, flipping people off is an expression.
It is, and that's protected speech.
Yeah, so why wouldn't smiling be protected speech?
Yeah. I think that they absolutely would drop this, and I think that's one of the reasons why they haven't bothered trying, is they are probably afraid they're going to lose this thing. And if they do it, they're only going to do it against the people they think won't fight, just like why they pick on poor people, for instance, usually with most of their prohibition crimes, like, you know, underage drinking or possession of whatever drugs. They usually go after people who can't afford to hire an attorney.
I know someone who was recently charged with some stuff from her past, and they were going to extradite her, and I advised her, I was like, fight this every step of the way. Don't give in to anything. Don't give them anything. They drop the charges.
Boom. Yep. Nice.
Because they don't want to fight. It's not worth it to them. It was like a $200 fine.
When they arrested us for drinking in doing the drinking game in city council chambers years ago, they held those charges on me for the entire year, and then the day before the trial, dropped them.
Yeah, because it's not worth it. And you're just going to make them look like an idiot in the courtroom anyway. It's just not worth it to them. Even if they did get some sort of revenue from you, 855-450-3733.
I wouldn't pay them.
No. No, they would just send you to jail for a few days. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Having taken her phone.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And ForkFest 2021, just over 6 months away, evidently. You can join liberty-minded volunteers, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, it happens just a week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one's in charge, and there is no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. Last week, we've been talking about masks a lot tonight. Last year, I think there was one person as it progressed and the normal people started coming in, there were more masks, but even the person who attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended up taking their mask off more often than not. It's one of the few places you'll probably see smiling faces this year, so check it out. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website. You can connect with other ForkFesters there using the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. We'll see you there June the 28th through July the 4th, 2021 at Rogers Campground, ForkFest.party.
It's the only place that feels sane, honestly. It's the most sane-feeling place in New Hampshire.
It was. Yeah. Which is remarkable, but...
Right.
Let's get to the phones. We've got Larry from Indianapolis calling. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to make couple of points. What you said about the signs that they hand out. Now, before this all happened back in October, I went through it with the public health department, right? Well, when they get you into court, it's too late for you because you can't reach common law in this administrative court. They have an administrative judge, and, you know, I've been to court before, and I've filed certain things according to common law, but the judge apprised me before I came to court that you cannot count on anything in our court once we come out and do the work on your property. Then that fine is due, and you know what they do for you? They put it on your property tax bill. So if you own property, then all you're going to do is if they give you a $1,000 fine and say your property tax is $3,000, they're just going to add it on to that. And when you
that
pay,
sucks.
They're going to sell your property.
Thankfully, that doesn't happen here in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that they'll come up with it because when you defy their orders and directives, it's a Class A misdemeanor. So they can use deadly force on you. And just like I said, they're going to have quarantine camps because it's building up to that. And as soon as Biden gets in there, he's going to have a mandate that's impossible to comply with. And then here's you're going to get a bunch of people going to the quarantine camps. You're going to be losing their properties. We need to wake up. This is not some funny thing. This is to take your property and to lock you in a concentration camp or quarantine camp or whatever you want to say. People don't think about it, but it's the slow creep, right? They're not going to give any more stimulus.
I don't think they're going to have to go to camps.
No, they're going to put people in hotels.
Well, no, they're turning the whole place into a quarantine camp, okay? Yeah, if they're telling people they can't leave their homes without penalty, most people are just going to stay home. So we've seen that's incredibly effective. But as we saw this week from the South Australian government, they're going to use technology. If what they're doing there starts to spread, where they're now mandating that anyone who wants to go shopping has to check in with a government app on their phone as they walk in.
Horrifying.
As they walk into the grocery store, there's a QR code that they'll print out and put on a big sign at the front of the store. That code you scan with a government app from the government of My South Australia. No. I mean, there may not be a security guard to stop you from going in, so we're still not sure what happens to people that just walk by the sign. But what they're being
or just use a regular QR scanner to just scan it and
to make it
actually,
look like they're doing something. Yeah. But that's step one, right? Is to get people used to checking in. They're calling it the COVID safe check-in. And then if you want to go grocery shopping, they're telling you that it's a mandate. So what's the punishment if you don't do it? We don't know. But that it's supposedly a mandate for you to scan this QR code, which then the government app registers as you being in this place, which, of course,
they're not going to play because this whole thing is a lie because our city council, now you can't go to their meetings, right, anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
And Monday night, they gave biotech company $2 billion to set up the infrastructure for their big gated community. $2 billion. They gave it to them. a $2 billion incentive package.
This is the City Council of Indianapolis?
Of Indianapolis. Look at
how the hell do they have $2 billion?
They got some from the state of Indiana, and then they use some of our tax money here. They called to pay $2 billion for infrastructure and gave them the land, too. So I don't know what people are thinking about, but this is crucial. This is about a transfer of property, and that's what it's always been about. Nobody can save your life. I don't care how they try to do it.
Funny
jokes they make up. And stuff about this, but if we don't stop it soon, we're going to be too weak to fight. And I think it was their plan all along to get you too weak to fight and then come and close in on you and start taking your property and doing just what they want to do because it's brutal. People don't think. First is the light exclusion and then vicious murder. And that's what it's coming down to because people have not changed their nature. They've not changed their nature. In the schools and stuff, I have some statutory books here from when they had to call an emergency session back in 1934 here in the state of Indiana. They done everything, but they didn't abandon our kids. They did not abandon them during the Depression. They kept them in school because they knew that they were our future. But now all cards are off the table, and people are going along with this stuff.
They better stop.
With them. If they don't stop it, the restaurant owners, you just think about it, guys. You got a restaurant. You know a restaurant business is hard to be in.
It is.
And suddenly they lost almost all of their customers. I mean, they barely make profits as it is, right? They depend on volume in order to make any sort of money whatsoever. And suddenly their volume just plummeted. They rely on extremely narrow profit margins in order to pay the bills.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that's saving the ones that are still alive is the fact that the other ones have gone under.
Yeah.
So the total number of customers is way down. So there's now fewer customers going into fewer restaurants. And there's a few that are able to stay alive as a result of that.
I saw a news
story
today that I find pretty depressing, really. It was a story about Domino's and the fact that their stock is up like 30% this year, and they're doing so well that they're about to give all of their employees a $1,200 Christmas bonus throughout, I don't know, I think it was something like 30,000 stores.
Hmm.
Now, meanwhile, mom-and-pop places are going out of business all over the country. People out there, I urge you, stop buying corporate food and instead go to your local Indian place. Go to your local Jamaican place, your Vietnamese place. Keep those people in business, okay? Domino's will be just fine. Papa John's will be just fine. McDonald's will be just fine. But your mom-and-pop place won't be. 855-450-3733. Maybe we got it backwards because this entire scheme, this entire system, it shut down local businesses and kept Walmarts and CVS and McDonald's and all of these other mega chains, these mega corporations open. While places that, you know, little stores, little mom and pop stores, little trinket stores, they had to close down because they weren't deemed essential.
See, it's safe to be inside Walmart.
Right, with all of the, yes, because the ghastly fluorescent lights kills coronavirus, right? Nothing makes me despise humanity more than a trip to Walmart, though. I don't go to Walmart under any circumstances. I hate that place. It is proof that God hates us. That's what Walmart is. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members note that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. It was reported last week that Swalwell had contact with the woman accused of being a spy in 2015. The group also notes in the letter that in 2017, Speaker Pelosi called for then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation after it was revealed that he'd failed to disclose to Congress meetings with the Russian ambassador. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out selections for his cabinet. He tapped former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to head the Department of Transportation Tuesday, and multiple reports say Biden will choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to become his Secretary of Energy. This is USA Radio News. An FDA review of data from trials of Moderna's COVID vaccine confirmed that it is highly protective against the virus. The agency is expected to give the shot an emergency use approval by the end of the week, releasing a second vaccine into the national supply. Vice President Mike Pence toured a vaccine production facility in Bloomington, Indiana Tuesday that will be part of Moderna's production chain when it receives its approval. He said that the nation can see a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
We want to encourage the American people with that word. We want to build confidence about the use of the vaccine that continues to rise all across the country. We want to reassure people that as we see cases rising and hospitalization rising, that we're going to continue to work around the clock to make sure our hospitals have all the resources and the staffing needed to give your family the same level of care that we'd want a member of our family to have. So we see light at the end of the tunnel. Hope is on the way.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Evidently, the electors got together yesterday or today or at some point recently, and they did their little ceremony thing and said booga booga, and therefore Joe Biden is the president-elect. But he seems to think that this means he's the actual president, as he has some advisor or something coming out saying, hey, no Christmas parties for you. Is that correct?
Right. Yep. So I don't know, what this guy is going to be taking over when he's finally put in charge, presuming Joe Biden actually ends up taking office. It seems like he's finally going to, I think, now with the electors coming back with the official news. But the Trump true believers, man, they think he's going to pull some sort of thing out.
Republicans are not okay regarding these election results. I've seen them saying things like, by March 2021, Biden's going to surrender to the Chinese government, and by summer, they'll be occupying American soil. It's like, and they'll kill 90% of Americans. Like, dude, how unhinged are you?
Yeah, the Chinese are not the threat.
Your government is the threat. Joe Biden is the threat. You should be way more scared of Joe Biden than you are the Chinese government.
So, according to Reuters, a top coronavirus advisor to Joe Biden delivered a stern holiday message to Americans on Thursday. And you knew this was coming.
Oh, of course. They did it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No Christmas parties. And they're going to say the same thing for New Year's. And, in fact, there's even another story. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow about Times Square. They're not going to let anybody in. They're going to put a show on.
How long has that been going on at Times Square, the gathering there?
It must be decades. I don't know how many decades.
They're going to break this decades-old tradition.
They are. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have to be told to stay home. They, according to the story here, they are warned that they will face a COVID-19 siege
for weeks to come, despite the latest moves towards U.S. government approval of a vaccine. Quote, the next 3 to 6 weeks at minimum are COVID weeks, said Michael Osterholm, a member of Biden's coronavirus advisory board. He said to CNN, quote, it won't end after that, but that is the period right now where we could have a surge upon a surge upon a surge.
Oh, wow. They're really escalating this fear-mongering nonsense, right? I could just hear George W. Bush saying weapons of mass destruction repeatedly in his speeches.
This is the new version of that. Because the weapons of mass destruction weren't scary to us, right? They were just things being dropped on ground.
But they
people.
Made them sound so yeah. scary.
Right? Now, this is scary for you, supposedly.
Surge. It's going to happen. Got to watch out for the surge.
So let's see here. Osterholm stressed it would be several months before the nation sees widespread availability of vaccines, the first of which cleared a U.S. key regulatory hurdle last week. A panel of outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted overwhelmingly to recommend emergency use authorization of a vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech SE. FDA approval is expected within days, which happened, as you probably know. Now they're administering this vaccine.
They began yesterday, apparently.
The advisory panel is due to review a second vaccine from Moderna Incorporated this week. Preparations for the vaccine rollout are in full swing. Now, apparently these vaccines must stay at negative 90 degrees. Did you hear about that?
I did not. So yeah. they're injecting things into them that are negative 90 degrees?
I don't know if they inject them immediately. I don't know what the process is like, but as far as them being stored, they are supposed to be stored at very, very cold temperatures. They say we only have 6 hours to actually use the vaccine. The vaccines require storage in an ultra-cold freezer unit and must be prepared for injection and given quickly once thawed. So they do thaw it out.
Well, that's good, because it sounds like it's probably deadly to insert something into someone that's negative 90 degrees.
And they say we only have 6 hours to use it. Nevertheless, he said their sizable quantities of vaccines would not be available to the public at large before March or April. And healthcare workers and nursing home residents are likely to be designated as the first in line for the shots. So,
what if they don't want to be first in line?
Well, then you don't have to be, I guess.
Okay.
They'll probably fire you if you're like a healthcare worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. He urged Americans to do their utmost to slow the contagion by limiting social interaction to members of their immediate households and, above all, no Christmas parties. And I don't know if you heard, but out in San Francisco, they're telling people they're basically not allowed to, like, hold hands and kiss people on dates and things like that. Like, it's total restrict. Yeah, I'll have to pull that one up, too. But he said, there is not a safe Christmas party in this country right now.
No, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I got to tell you, they are making me
want to. Yeah.
Am I enough of a rebel to be a Satanist celebrating Christmas? Man, that's tempting. And I'm off work that day, so if I decide to throw a Christmas party, I can, in fact, make that happen.
You might have a nice new big room on your house
in
which you could throw a Christmas party, actually.
I don't know. That's 9 days, man. I've seen the way these things work. That might be pushing it by a few months.
Could be. You know, this is just... The story is basically
just...
more
than usual crap, right?
This is just basically generic information about, you know, there's not a whole lot in here about the Christmas party crackdown. They're just saying, don't do it. And then they get into some more of these various restrictions like curfews that are being put into place. And then they say here that Biden, who takes office January 20th after defeating Donald Trump in the election, has set a goal of vaccinating 100 million people within the first 100 days of his administration.
Yes, and that's why he said that just wear a mask for 100 days. What I would love to see, and I know it's not going to happen, but I would love to see all manner of people at the stroke of midnight, January the 1st, 2021, say, yeah, we're leaving this mask crap. We're leaving this social distancing crap in 2020.
That'd be great.
It's not welcome in 2021. I think all of these attempts, you know, just take off the mask, these attempts to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve is probably the best time to do that. Hey, let's leave this crap in 2020. Okay, let's make 2021 a different year. So if anyone out there wants to attempt that, I think it would probably be more successful than the ones we've seen so far. England, however, is seeing a surge in coronavirus cases.
A surge upon a surge upon a surge.
At least six surges deep at the
surge cubed.
London and its surrounding areas will be placed under Britain's highest level of coronavirus restrictions beginning Wednesday.
Now, is that the red zone or the purple zone?
It's level three in England.
Level three.
Or, excuse me, Britain.
Oh, okay.
I like like how they're the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. No, they're the highest level of government restrictions.
Yeah, freedom restrictions.
Starting Wednesday, as infections rise rapidly in the capital, adding that a new variant of the disease may be to blame for the spread.
Health infections are rising rapidly, but not deaths.
Just infections.
Because if it was deaths, they'd say that instead.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's not deaths.
No.
And we knew that infections were going to rise rapidly during the winter. Anyway.
And because more people are being tested.
Also true.
Yeah.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the government must take swift action after seeing very sharp exponential rises, or, as Biden's man says, surges upon surges upon surges. He said in some areas, cases are doubling every 7 days. The surge. They love that word, dude. The surge of COVID-19 cases in southern England may be associated with a new variant of coronavirus. Heck, and let's remind everyone here, the coronavirus basically common cold. So this is a new variant of the common cold, because they're not saying it's a new variant of COVID-19 or whatever. No, this, or COVID SARS 2 or whatever it's supposed to be called. This is just blanket coronavirus, just a blanket cold. We don't know anything else about it. He said officials are assessing the new strand, but stressed there was nothing to suggest it was more likely to cause serious disease or that it wouldn't respond to a vaccine, which is the part where they begin to lose me. Because the whole reason we don't have a disease for the common cold, which
a disease, a cure, you mean? He said a disease.
I meant a vaccine for the common cold. The reason we don't have a vaccine for the common cold, which, as we've discussed, is a coronavirus, is because it mutates and produces too many variants for a vaccine to be worth it. Well, so does the corona, SARS-CoV-2 or whatever. Evidently, how can a vaccine work for it when it doesn't work for the common cold? I'm confused here, and
people
I just need
to believe.
I need someone to explain to me the logic and rationality behind this. Don't just
here's the logic and rationality. Somebody wants to make a lot of money.
Yes.
Somebody in some pharmaceutical companies and their buddies in their the pockets of the politicians' world, they want to make some money.
The medical advice that we have is that this is highly unlikely that this new variant will impinge the vaccine and the impact of the vaccine. Britain started vaccinating people on December the 8th, so a few days before we did, under tier 3 restrictions, the toughest in England's 3-tier system, people can't socialize indoors or at bars, pubs, or restaurants, and all of those places must close. Except for takeout.
Wow.
What an insane world we live in. 855-450-FREE.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-FREE as in freedom. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. With you tonight, it's been Aria and...
And it's Ian.
And I want to say thank you to Rapture, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver level amplifier, which means he's a member of the program, donating $5 per month to the AMP program. Now, this money helps us to advertise, market, and promote more radio stations. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you like us being on the air, if you want us on the air in your area... The best way to do that, other than calling your station's programming directors and asking them, is to donate to the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Rapture, so much for your support. We hope you continue amplifying, and we hope you continue listening to the show. Unfortunately, they asked for 2 weeks, just 2 weeks for us to flatten the curve. And then this went on, and they're like, okay, well, we need a few months. And now they're saying, just give us 100 days, but... That's all just inconsequential compared to what some of these people are actually saying. Bill Gates here actually wants us to go even further. Uh-oh. One of these is playing, and I don't know which one it is, so it's going to take me a minute to identify it because it's always 1,000 tabs open here.
Right, yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Sometimes you can see the little speaker icon.
Not when they're this tiny, though.
Yeah. So the story that we're going to get into is about Bill Gates... who apparently has been speaking in, just basically saying that the coronavirus lockdowns and restrictions are going to go through 2022, and that, oh, he's so sorry, but business owners are just going to have to go out of business. It's the price they're going to have to pay.
Yeah, he seems, as someone who is a billionaire, he seems shockingly unconcerned about the results that this is going to have on people's actual daily lives.
Yeah.
I mean, people are trying to run businesses. They have to make a profit, and he's Bill Gates. He doesn't have to, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, and I don't know why, you know, people think that this guy who's basically a, you know, software programmer who really, you know, yeah, he's successful at that, but that doesn't mean that he knows anything about viruses. I get that that's his hobby or whatever, but...
Everyone's allowed a hobby. That's fine.
But to take him as seriously as people do, I don't get it.
Hey, you found it.
I think
which
so,
one,
man.
Which one was it?
I don't know. But anyway, here's our expert,
right,
Bill Gates.
Under brand new stay-at-home orders as hospitals there risk being overwhelmed. There are a lot of governors
CNN,
who oppose bringing back these lockdown orders and forcing businesses to close. What do you think? Do you think more states need to consider taking that kind of drastic action and the kind of drastic action we saw when the pandemic first began, or can there be a more nuanced approach?
Well, certainly mask wearing has essentially no downside. They're not expensive.
Yes, bars, it does. It has the downside of destroying your connection to other human beings. It has the downside of wiping away expressions from people's faces and your ability to understand better what someone is communicating to you through, well, seeing their lips move, number one, but number two, also seeing their lips curling into a smile or frowning at you or whatever other indicators they're giving you of how they're actually feeling.
I mean, the big problem with text messaging and messaging on Facebook or whatever is that you can't really convey your expressions as you're doing this. So
subtlety?
Yeah, you could convey
sarcasm.
Being sarcastic, and it would sound completely sincere to the other person.
That's right.
This is why facial expressions are so important in ordinary conversation, because you can tell whether or not someone is smiling and joking or whether or not they're being serious.
Right, and it's also just as simple as it blocking sound waves coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I was at a protest on Saturday, and two cops came up to a man who was carrying a rifle. He was safely carrying it. It wasn't, at the ready.
They probably just had questions about it.
They wanted to come up and give him a hard time or whatever.
Did they?
Well, they would have if he'd let them, but he knew his rights,
course,
and he was
okay.
He didn't. I'm not talking to you. And they were like, well, can you get down from there? And he just turned around and ignored them, basically. And we started asking them questions because I had my video camera with me. I haven't published the video yet, but it should be pretty good. I haven't even had a chance to review it yet. But this cop, had a black mask on over her mouth, and I could not hear what she was saying. And I was no more than 3 feet away from her. Mind you, I was not standing directly in front of her. She was speaking at the guy with the gun, but I was directly to her right. So I was in no way a distance from her. I was right there. She could have reached out and touched me, and I couldn't understand what she was saying. No, it wasn't like some BS claim on my part, like, oh, I can't hear you. Take the mask off. No, it was, I really can't understand you. My camera cannot hear what you are saying.
It is frustrating, not to mention the level of people being hard of hearing in one ear or both, or just completely deaf in one ear. It's a lot more common than most people realize.
Yeah.
These people require seeing other people's lips in order to understand what they're saying.
Right. I mean,
and now this is totally taken away from them. To say there's no downside to this is absolutely
pure propaganda. It's pure propaganda. I mean, it's just like to say, well, that there's no downside to just completely obeying everything a government bureaucrat tells you. Well, why aren't people putting on goggles? Fauci said that if they want to go to the max with their protection, they should wear goggles. I've yet to see that happen.
Thank God for that, too.
Yeah.
Bill Gates has more words of wisdom, though.
Restaurants in most of the country will be closed as we go into this wave.
And
I think, sadly, that's appropriate. Depending on how severe it is, the decision about schools is much more
clear. He said what was going to be closed?
Restaurants. He said,
sadly, that's appropriate. Restaurants will be closed.
So,
he doesn't care. He's got someone who cooks for him.
He's probably got two personal chefs, or if not more than that. But just, to just shrug off,
sorry,
business owners.
We just got to let some people starve.
You're going to have to go out of business and lose your entire life savings because, somebody might die somewhere.
Like a 16-year-old in Maine.
Yeah.
On how severe it is, the decision about schools is much more complicated because they're, the benefits are pretty high. The amount of transmission
the
is
benefits
not
of
the
indoctrination.
Same.
Yeah, that's why they want to keep schools open.
Right.
Because the only way any of this crap works is, they've already won in a lot of for a lot of reasons because they do control the school system.
Right.
They're educated to believe in the state because the state is the one educating.
But
so
it's important
to
have them.
That.
Right. It's important to have the kids there in their clutches so they can indoctrinate them more effectively.
So how can they manage to do that while also shutting down all of these other places?
Well, they just do it. It's arbitrary. It's the government. It'll be completely hypocritical on their part, but that's what they'll do.
And people won't care.
No.
Well, these statists won't care.
And restaurants and bars. So, trade-offs will have to be made. But the next 4 to 6 months really call on us to do our best because we can see that this will end, and you don't
want
you know, somebody you love to be the last to die.
Fear, fear, fear.
If somebody has to be the last person to die for all of this crap to go away, man, that would suck for sure. But I mean, someone will have to be the last person to die before all of this goes away. There will be one last COVID death. I don't think it's going away either. I mean, they're
going
to keep.
It's not going away until people start refusing to obey it, and we're not seeing large enough numbers for that to happen.
I'm
going to
make a prediction here that Brexit will happen before this goes away.
Before this goes away.
In other words, this is never going away.
Coronavirus.
When do you think life will fully return to what we thought of as normal back in January? No masks, no social distancing, no other protective measures necessary.
He gets a drink.
Certainly by the summer, we'll be way closer to normal than we are now. But even through early 2022, unless we help other countries get rid of this disease and we get high vaccination rates in our country, the risk of reintroduction will be there. And of course, the global economy will be slowed down, which hurts America economically in a pretty dramatic way.
So he rattles on there for a second, but his answer is basically early 2022 is the earliest.
If
yes,
you can get mass vaccination rates
around the world.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is if we don't get enough participation in the vaccine, then this could go on forever. And I hope that we don't.
Well,
I don't want this to go on forever, but I'm not going to get the vaccine, and I don't think you should either.
Me?
You, the listener.
I would encourage people not to get this because whether people want to think about it or not, it has been rushed. And the last time they did this, I think it was the swine flu or the bird flu or something like that. They panic released a vaccine, and it had just tremendous side effects. It killed people and crippled them, I think. I don't remember all the exact details now, but I mean, vaccines can and do have side effects. Drugs have side effects.
Well, take the mask off. That's the easiest thing you can do right now to prepare yourself, you know, for saying no to a vaccine. You need to start saying no to the mask mandates. Remember, just because the sign says mask required on the store, it doesn't mean that it actually is. You can just say that you have a medical exemption.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell them what your exemption is. It's none of their business.
No, but unfortunately, they can then go, well, this is private property, so you have to
leave. They can, but they probably won't.
They probably won't.
I've never had that happen to me with the exception of the bank. One bank.
That's the best way to do it. Don't think you're going to resist a vaccine, though, if you haven't even attempted to resist the masks. This has been Free Talk Live. We told you this would happen back in January. FreeTalkLive.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.